Welcome everybody to Shir number 1401. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Doif Bemer Baron Zisel. Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lirafua Shalema Yehudis Chava Basli Baronina. Getting back to the halachis of Hachana L'chol. Okay, so the question comes up, what about making the beds? Could I make my beds, right? So if a person needs the beds, and they're going to sleep, right? I woke up in the morning, and I know that Shabbos afternoon I'm going to sleep, and I need my bed. It should be, you know, whatever. I need it to be made so I could go back into bed. So that's considered for Shabbos, right? I need my bed for Shabbos. I'm coming back on Shabbos. It's all Shabbos. Fine. So that's all fine and dandy. But let's say I wake up, or let's say somebody wakes up from the Shabbos afternoon sleep, or they'll wake up in the morning and they're not going back to sleep, right? Case in time like that. So could I make the beds? Is there a problem with making the beds? Or do we say, well, one second, you don't need your beds anymore. Why is that considered? Now, why are you making the bed so that I'll have it nice and neat for tonight when I go to sleep? Tonight's going to be, I'm going to sleep after Shabbos, so that's considered preparations for the week. Or maybe we're going to say, what do you mean? You know, you come into a house and you see beds, or even the person themselves, they walk into the bedroom and they see their beds all, you know, messed up, blanket thrown here, pillow thrown there, everything. It's a mess. It's mamish. It's not an orderly fashion, and it bothers many people. It bothers them a lot. I mean, people like to have a nice, clean, neat house. But a person doesn't have to live like a slob, as they say. You know what I mean? So how do we look at it? Do we say that it's no? What do you mean? I'm not using it, so whatever. Just don't go there and lock it up or whatever. Or maybe it's, what do you mean? It's part of my life. Part of my, I get very upset if I see messed up beds. It's all messy. The whole house is messy. So how do we look at it? Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah actually in Siman Shin Beis Sif Katan Yud Tes. Over there, it's in the Siman Shin Beis, which we have to talk about. Talks all about the folding of the talus, right? The famous question of folding the talus. Everybody knows, folded on the line, off the line, not folded, throw it down. How should I do? Okay, we'll try and get into all that, what that's all about, because that also has one of the problems with folding a talus all the way. According to some shittas, anyways, it's a preparation for the week. You know, you don't need your talus folded right now. Okay, we'll talk about that later down the line. So says the Mishnah Berurah in the middle, and Sifkatan Yotes in the middle, Matzian es Hamitas. What about, you know, I'm making my beds. So Matzina Samitis Milele Shabbos L'Shabbos. If you're doing it from Leil Shabbos to Shabbos, in other words, on Shabbos L'Chatchila Toiv. So Lemaisa, one is allowed to arrange beds on Shabbos, right? Like we said, in Shabbos evening, if they intend to use it on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah just goes on to say, L'Chatchila Toiv Yoyse Sheyatzia Me'erev Shabbos. It's always better to prepare the beds from Erev Shabbos. So if you need it on Shabbos, fine, that's okay. But be careful not to prepare your beds, to fix up the beds, right, on Shabbos when it's for Motzi Shabbos. Obviously, that will be Hachana L'chol, preparations for the week. Okay, but then the Mishnah Berurah says a very important thing, which is what we're trying to get to. Mikol mokam im hamita imedis bevesai. If the bed is in a place where people see it, let's say, right? For example, okay, the bedroom, people go in and out, or possibly sometimes you have a bed where people are around and so on. Mikol mokam im hamita imedis bevesai. In other words, it's in a place where people are going to see it, right? And it's just a disgusting thing. It looks like very sloppy. The blankets are thrown around, right? The person got up and the whole bed is a mess. It just doesn't look nice. It's mamash a bazillion for, it's not nice for Shabbos to stay like that. So then he says, mutalatziya. Then in that type of situation, one would be allowed to make the beds, the mikre letzarech Shabbos. Why? Because that's called Tzarech Shabbos. That's called a need for Shabbos, right? Because I want it to look nice for Shabbos. Even though you'll say, well, nobody's using the bed till after Shabbos, but that's called a need for Shabbos. Okay, so the Sefer Lamentes Melacha, so he brings down on page 121, in conjunction with what we just said in the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Mishnah Berurah, basically, beds may be made on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, Yom Tov day, right? Even if they will not be slept in until after Shabbos or after Yom Tov or whatever the case might be. If it is done to tidy up the room and give it a pleasant appearance. And again, it's going to bother a person. They go in there, whatever the case is. Now, if you're going to say that it's mamish, it's in a place and time when nobody's walking in there, okay, that's something else. Then one should not do it. But if it's a place and time, sometimes people have bedrooms that go in and out. It might not be badafka in the living room where people are sitting, but it's a bedroom and I'm going in and out, and it's just nice. I use the bedroom maybe not to sleep. I might sit there, whatever the case is. I might sometimes learn there, whatever the case is, just to have dirty, you know, everything all thrown around. So then, that's like we said, it's going to bother a person, like we mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Dava Maguna, Uvizoyin L'Shabbos, Shiyamid Kach, and therefore it's considered a act that's for Shabbos as opposed to after Shabbos. Okay, so he brings down the same thing, it's the same concept, basically. It's not a question of could you or can't you, it's the same concept. And again, we want to just keep in mind, if it's a room where, you know, I'm done sleeping, it's whatever, I'm just giving an example, it could be anything. It's downstairs in the basement, I'm a guest or whatever, and I slept there, nobody's going back there till after Shabbos, so then that's a different story. So then you're not supposed to go and prepare it for Shabbos. But if it's a place and time where people, either I myself or people, whatever, going in and out, even though it might be a bedroom per se, it doesn't have to badafka be in the living room where everybody's sitting, like we said. So therefore, the same halachas would apply. He brings down also tidying up a room. Let's say you have a room that's a mess, right? There's no questions of borer over here or whatever. I'm just tidying up the room lightly. I'm not doing any major activities. I'm not doing acts of borer, you know, separating toys or whatever. So in general, just to tidy up the room, he says, tidying up the room moderately, you know, a room even just before the end of Shabbos, he brings out, which is the shtickel of a chiddush, if the present disorder appearance of the room is unpleasant, right? We're sitting. Let's say I'm sitting. I'm sitting and learning, or I have some guests over here, and it might be a half hour before Shabbos. It doesn't have to be in the middle of the day, you know. But the room looks it's not nice. It's a mess, you know. So I tidy it up a little bit, put the pillows back or whatever. I just give you an example on the couch, the straight, whatever. So it should be orderly fashion. So that would be okay. Also, again, the same thing, even though the point that he brings down, even though it's just before the end of Shabbos, it could be even a half hour before, right? That's just because we're sitting there. So again, the same concept. If it's downstairs or nobody's there, you can't do that. You know, nobody's going to be around. I'm doing it for after Shabbos, if, you know, person's intention. But we're sitting there, whatever, some person learning this and that. So then the appearance is unpleasant. Again, it's a messy appearance or so. So he brings out, it will fall under the same thing like the Mishnah Berurah said, Hudav Maguna Vizayim L'Shabbos Shiyamid Kach, and therefore it's called Tzorech Shabbos, even though it might only be a short period of time before the end of Shabbos. It's called Tzorech Shabbos because I want it to look nice for Shabbos, which is whether Shabbos is still 5 hours or Shabbos is still only a half hour, that would be fine. He just ends off in parentheses, strenuous activities, obviously, such as rearranging heavy furniture or other laborious chores, obviously, that we're not going to do. We're talking about a simple, moderately tidying up the room, per se, or so on, if needed. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch HaKol Tov.